Millions of birds die every year because they can't tell reflections from reality, which means they smash full speed into windows. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are being asked to make all new federal buildings safer for birds. Legislation to do that has been proposed in the Senate by New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker and in the House earlier this year by Illinois Democrat Mike Quigley and Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith. Christine Shepherd of the American Bird Conservancy says architects already have been designing buildings for corporations that are safe for our feathered friends, and they have the added benefit of cutting down on heating and cooling costs.
The New York Times building, for example, has a second skin that's made out of a series of ceramic rods, and the spacing between the rods changes as you go up and down the building. So there are areas where light comes in, and then there are other areas where there's the view.
Shepherd says while the federal legislation will reduce the number of birds killed every year, the real problem is with smaller buildings. More birds die each year from smashing into windows on homes than by colliding with skyscrapers. Shepherd says that means homeowners can help by putting reflective patterns on glass or by using inexpensive stencils or paint. She says another tip is to avoid putting a bird feeder near a window.
Birds are not aware of glass as something that not only is a transparent barrier, but they can also reflect the environment. And since birds take what they see literally, they often try to fly through an environment that is actually a reflection.
The species most commonly killed by hitting windows in the U.S. include white-throated sparrow, dark-eyed junco, oven bird, and song sparrow. Several other species of national conservation concern include several warblers, the painted bunting, and the wood thrush. The American Bird Conservatory's website has information on how to make your home safe for birds. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.